Okay, we're joined here at the Ground Star by Jason Heath. Jason, of course, trainer of Hacker Carlo, who goes in the Premier Ground Racing Regency Final on Saturday. Jason, thanks for joining us this morning, just to go through your thoughts on Hacker Carlo. Like this dog, you've had him now. How long have you had him, Jace?
I've had him since about February, March. He came in, there wasn't a lot about for him at the time. So we sort of decided, from quite early on, we'd just let him settle in, take our time, and we'll bring him back for Derby final night.
Yeah, of course. Look, we all know about the gamble on Derby final night. He was about 20-1 in the morning. Of course, went on to beat Queen Georgia and Necky. Went off 5-1, a massive plunge, and an absolute fair play to anyone who got involved. It was an unbelievable run to catch Queen Georgia on that occasion. He's shown enough in the semi-final beyond Kunoff Crow, I must say, to think that he was coming back to his best. And since that, he's gone from strength to strength. He, of course, won a trial stakes beating Magical Luna. He beat All Right Gordy well in the first round and was second to Calder Derry Dust, who is your favourite on Saturday for the final. Yes. Talk us through his competition so far.
Yeah. To be honest, I know he got beat, but his last run was probably the more impressive out of the three. Mm. He's done everything wrong at the start, and you know there ain't many that can come from behind Kuna Crow. I didn't expect him to come from behind Kuna Crow to get up to second, but. And then sort of two or three strides after the line, he's gone clear. So track four obviously isn't ideal in the final, but I'm sort of hoping he'll track a bit better because he's drawn out a bit further. And he'd be up there sort of a lot earlier than sort of last week, you know?
Yeah, Bubbly Scorching One, Baywatch Bullet, Ballymac Taylor, Hacker Carlo, of course, in four, Lightfoot Falcon,
yeah.
And Call of Derry Dust. Sometimes it can work out if being on the outside of all the railers. It's obviously a short run to the bend that might not suit him. But look, if he comes away and gets a run, he stays really well. How do you see the race panning out, Jace?
Well, I know how I would like to see it. But
how would you like to see it?
Well, I think with a level break, we can lead the three dog up anyway.
Yeah.
It's not impossible that Lightfoot Falcon could actually hold up Calder Derry Dust. You know, he's a very fast dog himself, you know, the Lightfoot dog.
Mm.
And, you know, if Calder Derry Dust doesn't take a flyer, Lightfoot Falcon's got really good pace for sort of five bends, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a sort of similar case on the inside with Bubbly Scorcher and the Bullet Dog, you know. So yeah, perhaps, you know, my heart says, you know, we can, but me head says, you know, we're gonna have to have a bit of luck in running, you know.
Yeah, he's as big as 9-2, he's as short as 7-2 for the competition, 7-2 with Coral. So they don't really want to take him on. It's of course a Premier Ground Racing Regency final on Saturday. Jason, thanks for joining us. All the very best on Saturday. Have you got any other runners on the card that you can go through quickly?
Yeah, we've actually got 10 runners on the night.
Give us your best chance, then.
I'd say our best chance would be Antigua Bingo.
Yeah. Antigua Bingo. Perfect. Yeah. That's all we needed to hear. So, Jason, thank you very much. All the best on Saturday. Hopefully you can be lifting that trophy.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Thanks. Cheers. Bye.